Jess, Ducko, take your phones out. Go to the calendar app. I want you to schedule something in for tomorrow morning, first thing after you wake up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes.
Ducko, I want you to type in, mm-hmm. argue with Morgan.
Can do.
Jess, I want you to type in, argue with Angus.
Okay, like pre-9 a.m.?
Yep. Just first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. And guys, you're welcome. I'm saving your relationship.
Thank goodness.
Okay, I didn't know it needed saving, but okay. All right.
Here's the thing. Oxford professor Russell Foster has claimed that couples should sort out arguments in time with their circadian rhythms. He said that couples should talk about their problems at breakfast rather than before bed.
Okay, so instead of ending our days with hating each other, we'll start our days with hating each other.
Boom, boom.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's why. It's important to avoid any stressful topics immediately before bed, says Professor Foster. He says that anything that's stressful immediately before bed is going to upset your circadian rhythms and make you sleep worse, which is going to put you in a worse mood for a longer period of time.
What about upsetting me of the morning? I'm about to then part ways from my husband. We don't then see each other for the rest of the day. So I'm going to leave the house going, and he's going to leave the house going,
but you won't necessarily, because you'll be better rested.
Yeah.
And so you won't more jump rational. To conclusions. You won't be more rational.
Sort it out
you'll
over eggs.
What do you mean though? Because by the time when you do have arguments, it's before bed or it's late in the afternoon, it's because you sort of warmed up for the day. You think and you're active. Then it's like you say anything. You get it out. Yeah. You get it off your chest. And then all of a sudden you're like, when you go to bed on an argument, there's nothing worse.
No, yeah. You can't sleep.
You can't sleep. Yeah, and then you're annoyed.
Our mama's always taught us never go to bed angry.
No. Yeah.
And you'll have that monologue running through your head, like of things that you want to say and things that you should have said and all
don't
that
you
kind
hate
of
coming
stuff.
Up with a good rebuttal point like an hour later?
I know, because then you don't want to be the person that brings it back up again, because it's like, oh, now I'm the petty one. But this line is so good. Yeah, yeah. I need to tell someone the lie.
And no one knows how to hurt you more than your partner. Like you can
hit
below
the weak spots.
Belt. Yeah, oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's Professor Foster says that these sorts of things can actually release stress hormones, which are going to physically stop you from sleeping. Whereas if you can resolve it, when you're well rested, you'll have less irritability, less impulsiveness, and more empathy in the morning. By the time you get to work, you'll be loving your partner because you'll be like, we've worked through this. We're such great communicators.
Yeah.
We're in this for the long haul.
Wow.
I know what you mean. The other night, Morgan and I had a little petty argument over putting the pillowcases on specific pillows. She
we were putting
pillows on, and I was like, okay, so I'm starting chucking pillowcases on. And she's like, no, that pillowcase goes on that pillow. I'm like, they don't have homes. Like the pillows.
Yeah, nah, Morgan's right.
No.
Have you got 4 different pillows?
Yeah.
All like
they're
one
different.
For height, firmness, blah, blah, blah.
I think so. And I was just chuck whatever on whatever. And I'm like, she's like, no, the 2 white cases go on this and the
whatever. Yeah, because otherwise you can't. If they're 4 different pillows, which we have, because we went to the store and selected our 2 types of pillow that we want, then you're going to have to re-identify with the field test every single night. Otherwise, if you put on the right pillowcase,
it's just for this
like patterned one. That's my big one for reading, and then Slim Jim for the night. I know that's in Whitey.
This was for the spare bedroom, though. It wasn't even for our bedroom.
Okay.
And I was like, what are you talking? Who cares? What do you mean? And we had this floor. It was like right in the afternoon before we went to bed.
I do get it. As someone who takes a lot of pride in my guest bedroom, you want your fluffy ones to be the decorative ones at the front, because that's the first thing people see. And then the sleepers can be Slim Jims because they're kind of tucked behind.
Why have you got different pillows in your spare room at all? Have you got a pillow menu for your guests?
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh.
But no, so I get it. But so you should have dealt with this in the morning.
Well, if we did it in the morning, I wouldn't have gone to bed, because then I was like lying on the pillow in our bed and I was like,
steam coming out the ears.
I've never put a different case on this one. You know,
I'm fine.
And I'm fine. Look at me sleep. But then you can't sleep because you are thinking about it. And all night I was thinking about pillowcases having homes.
Yeah. Well, could you not sleep because of the argument running through your head, or did you have the wrong pillow because it wasn't identified with the pillowcase?
Oh, geez. Now you've got me thinking. I did pull the classic line is, all right, fine. I just won't do it again next time. You do it if you want to do it right.
Yes, classic move.
And you get out of having to do it, hey? Hey? Anyone?
No, I don't want you to not put the covers on. I want you to not do
help,
the washing.
But just do it our way, is what we're saying.
Yeah, right. Okay, so argue in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but do it bad enough times, and they'll be like, I'll just do it. Okay.
Genius.